Nothing in this podcast is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. We are not lawyers. We are just broke boys. All right, all right. Welcome to the Broker Boys. Unfortunately, we do not have two of the Broker Boys. We only have Alex as the Broker Boy today. But I do have the reason why I am a Broker Boy. My wife with me, also named Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
I wrote some questions for her to ask.
To make me sound smart.
To just, you know, make her sound like she has any interest in what I do over here.
I have asked you lots of questions.
You're like, what is a crypto?
Sorry I've had to ask that question so many times, but I'm still confused.
How do stocks work? How do stocks have money values?
I'm so confused by money from beginning to end.
It's fine. So I came up with, you know, a few questions that I think, you know, some people would ask. Hopefully we'll have...
It's your FAQ.
My FAQ, just for me. Derek is busy being a responsible adult, and Tron is not feeling well, so I'm letting him sleep today. Go ahead and start with question number one. One with a big one next to it.
What if my stock company goes bankrupt? And what's a stock company again?
So, like, any company that has stocks, for instance, you know, like Google.
Okay.
Tesla. So, like, Hertz, for instance, filed for bankruptcy. And there's...
The rental car?
Yeah. Because, you know, COVID kind of fucked it all up.
Yeah.
And they filed for bankruptcy, and their stocks went to near zero. Not at zero, but they fucking tanked, and people sold off. And Wall Street Bets bet on them, and they're like, "We don't bet on us. That's a bad bet. Don't do that." And let me see what Hertz stock is at right now. Hertz stock price. They're at $6.80. But
what were they at?
Fucking like $1.30 like a year ago. They went all the way down to like 79 cents.
Damn.
Actually, let's see. I think it was actually lower than that. 66 cents was their lowest.
Ouch.
Yeah. For something that was, you know, up at like $44 a share. But yeah, back at, you know, 5 years ago when they were king. You know, they just fucking COVID hit and they just tanked. And it just hurt them super bad.
Like, all this stuff seems like so bad. Like, why are people still even doing stocks?
Pretty much it's just a way for a company to gather investors. You know, you throw your money at them and then they put it back into the company and, you know, they can give you out dividends and stuff like that. It's lots of fun. So, yeah, if your company goes bankrupt, you know, it technically, if it goes kaput and just gone, it will do a liquidation of everything they have, and then they'll do payouts, you know, and stockholders, like the basic stockholders, are on the fucking bottom of that. So they're like, okay, you might get some money, but there is a chance that you'll get nothing.
Okay.
So question number two. Near it, down there near the bottom.
Yeah, I saw that. Is it possible to owe money on stocks?
So, you know, your stock going so low that now you owe us money because... No, it's not. But this is a question that I thought about. I'm like, is it possible? And technically, kind of, yeah, it is. If you... do calls and puts on margin. So never do anything on margin. If you want to look what margin is, it's like the first or second episode. It's like credit on stocks just through your stock exchange. Don't ever do that. Options are just, I don't believe in them. I don't like them. They're just too dangerous, too rich for my blood. But yes, you can owe money. And there is one kid, I think over in California, that over on Robinhood or one of these apps, he was playing with margin and he saw that he was like down like $250,000, like negative $250,000, that he would owe that. And he killed himself. And so the family like sued. And he was actually like up like a lot of money. I'm like, oh, damn. He's probably in hell being like, oh, no. I wish I didn't do that.
Yep.
The Catholics are right. So question number three.
What happens if my crypto goes zero or becomes illegal?
So certain like I think India made cryptocurrencies illegal, or one of these other countries made it illegal. So you just can't trade. There can be penalties. Back in the day, back in the 1930s, under a presidential order, gold, you know, was to be turned in. All American gold was to be turned in and be sold for like $20 an ounce. Crazy low price. But if you held on.
And we're still off the gold standard.
Yep. And so it was kind of like a messed up thing that they did, but it was illegal. And if you held gold, there was criminal penalties if they found out.
I thought the whole point of a cryptocurrency was that it was untraceable and therefore the government couldn't touch it, but the government can make it illegal.
The government, technically, if you do it with your own wallet, like you'll hear these stories about people with hard drives, they're like, oh no, my wallet, all that stuff. If you go to Coinbase or Binance or anything, yes, they report that all to the government because they're not trying to get in trouble with the government.
Right.
You know, because the government can just be like, you're not able to operate in our country, just like Donald Trump was trying to do with TikTok. They have that power. Like China, you know, prevents like a whole bunch of stuff being, you know, thrown up in their country.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fucked up.
So, yeah, you can still skirt underneath everything and still have cryptocurrencies, but you can't use them out in the open.
How do you use them in the first place?
There's cards you can use, like crypto.com has a card that you can use and, you know, it sells it and gives them money.
Okay.
So, cool. It's trying to get it more mainstream. But really, it's just, it works as a stock at this point. And it's dangerous. I sold my Doge and put it all in the GameStop. Diamond hands, maybe. But yeah, if your crypto goes down to zero or becomes worthless or just whatever, or like Ripple, where the SEC like stood in and did something because they were doing something sketch. Guess what? You can't trade that anymore and you're out all your money. That sucks. But, you know, always keep on doing your DD. Do your due diligence even after. And cryptos are a relatively new thing. So just kind of, you know, keep an eye on it. Keep an alert. And you should be fine. All right. Next question.
Am I covered in my REIT if the property
is destroyed or you have horrible tenants? Yeah, I know that question.
Okay.
In your REITs, your real estate investing trust, so you can essentially throw money into a trust that will buy physical properties and then give you back the returns of like the rent and all that in form of dividends.
Oh, that seems like a very snug investment.
It is. And it's pretty solid across the board. In fact, Derek and I are going to be getting into REITs.
Cool.
We're going to throw $500 each into a REIT called Fundrise. So I'm going to let him go first. And if he has a promo code, then we will put it up on the podcast or in the episode description.
Nice.
But am I covered? It depends if you own like the entire property. If you do, then it's more of you're owning the property and you're kind of on your own if you have homeowner's insurance. But usually it'll just give you like less to no dividends if something horrible happens. Usually the trust will have the insurance necessary to cover the cost of the lost building or getting bad tenants out.
Oh, that's good.
And they usually go in commercial buildings. I want to look into residential REITs or MREITs, mortgage REITs, to where, you know, we can fund someone's mortgage. You know, my $500 isn't going to go far.
Obvs.
But if it gives me, you know, like $50 back a year, cool. That's best case scenario. But yeah, you're covered, and everything would be coming towards the trust's way anyway, and you're just in it. So it's kind of hard to, you know, really do anything against it. That's what insurance is for.
Mm-hmm.
But if your trust is being badly managed and they don't have insurance, then yeah, it could. I've never heard of a REIT going bankrupt, but I'm sure it could happen. Because they usually have multiple properties and insurances and things to protect them. So, next question.
Can I buy stocks or REIT in other countries?
That's REITs. And yes, you can. I actually looked this up and there are international REITs and everything throughout. You can buy stock in Alibaba, which is, you know, like Chinese eBay type stuff. There's an African Amazon, like American Amazon, Jeff Bezos Amazon, but for like Africa that's coming up, and you can purchase into that. You just have to make sure it is in your app or whatever you're using.
Cool.
And yes, you can invest in it. But that is it for this week. And as always, none of this is financial advice. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial advisor. And hopefully we'll be back next week with the rest of the boys and come up with some more interesting stuff. And maybe we can say which REITs we got involved into. But as always, thank you all for coming, and we'll be back next week. Sorry, this was a shorty.